I want to quickly speak to Adam Maloof. He's in Australia who's been holidaying in Beirut after all the devastation yesterday. Adam, just want to check in. Thanks for taking my call. You, your family, you're all okay?
Yeah, we're safe. We're safe, thankfully. Yeah, we're all safe. We're all well. We're just sitting outside late Tuesday afternoon and all of a sudden the whole place shook.
The more videos you see, the more you start to understand the devastation. 5K radius, so that's like Sydney to the airport, or Sydney to Leichhardt, or Sydney to Bondi Junction. It's a big area. Did the videos do it justice? How bad is it?
Well, it's actually worse than that. I mean, it's probably more like 10 to 15 kilometre radius. And, you know, at a minimum, you know, glass facades have been blown out of buildings and apartment blocks. Cars flipped over, you know, damage to physical infrastructure. It's very bad. And it's all around that. Basically, the middle of Beirut has been decimated. I mean, there's no other way. And it is actually worse than what you see on the actual video. It's pretty sad, actually.
Well, Adam, there's hundreds of thousands of Australian Lebanese, and then there's all the extended family. So everyone is watching this carefully. All we can say is we're glad that you and your family are safe.
No, thank you very much, Jamie. And I just say to all your listeners out there, just pray and keep the country in your thoughts. That's the best thing that they can do.
Thanks, Adam. Cuddle your kids tonight. Australia has sent $2 million to aid, in aid to Lebanon. We'll get some more details with Today FM News headlines coming up in just a moment. We'll get back to the music.